Hi, everyone. I am so excited to welcome you guys today to this first ever podcast episode for Beyond the High Road. Today's episode will be a little bit of a peek into my life as a target parent. I'll be sharing with you a little bit of my story so that you see where I'm coming from. And then also I will outline who I think this show might benefit.
Welcome to Beyond the High Road, a podcast dedicated to healing your heart and life following the grief of alienation. I'm your host, Shelby Mulford, a twice-certified life coach specializing in post-traumatic growth. I'm also a target parent who felt like my identity in this world left me on the very same day that my sweet child did. After hitting my emotional bottom, I devoted the next 6 years to research and personal growth. Using proven concepts based heavily in neuroscience and psychology, I developed my own playbook for reintegrating with life and reframing my role as my daughter's mother in the midst of living apart from her. I went from feeling agonized, helpless, and directionless to feeling energized, confident, and most importantly, at peace. Today, I get to help other parents like you to do the same. If you're experiencing the effects of alienation and you're ready to heal, then this show is my love letter to you. Stay tuned.
My goal for this podcast overall is to provide the tools necessary to move through the trauma and the pain that you are currently feeling in order to create a new life for yourself going forward. No matter what is happening with your status, with the alienation, and with your children, my focus will be solely on how the alienation is affecting you. And so through my studies and the years of research that I've done, I developed a program for myself first, and then my clients that I've tweaked and added to and taken away from and finally created this perfect little formula. And I will be sharing these with you. Each episode will just be tools that you can utilize in order to propel you forward and get you out of being stuck. My hope is that by listening to this podcast, you become an example of what is possible for all the other alienated parents out there so that we can rise together. There was a time in my life that I felt like there was no way out. It was so dark. I was sure that I was going to be miserable for my entire life. And it was one day on a run, sounds so cliche, but I was coming up over a hill, like a physical hill. And when I got to the top, it was like I realized at that moment, there was a symbolism. I realized that I had left all of the pain and the darkness behind me. Like I actually envisioned me like leaving. I was like Rambo coming out of the woods, right? It was behind me. And that feeling was so empowering. It was so pivotal in my healing process. And that was a few years ago. And since, it's only been up for me. And that is as a result of a lot of hard work mentally, but so, so worth it. So anyway, this podcast is my giving back to you and where I'll be providing all of my thoughts and insights and tools for you guys that are hurting out there or feel isolated or feel helpless or anything, stuck in any area of your life. Because alienation takes over. It's like a virus that comes through and takes over a parent's total life, takes over our identity. This is something that I battled with, came to terms with. If I didn't move forward in the rest of my life, still loving my child, but if I didn't begin to excel or even just perform in the rest of my life, my health was deteriorating. Things were not looking good for me. With alienation, it's like, you know, they have a rule book or a playbook for those that have lost somebody in their life, right? As far as a death. And they have a playbook for divorce. But when it comes to alienation and the healing, a parent's healing from that, there's nothing out there. There's not much. So this is how I did it. I hope that this will be your playbook. So I've wanted to start a podcast for, a few years now, I guess. And I am just now have gotten the nerve up, I guess, to go ahead and just jump in both feet. I think I was apprehensive about doing it for so long because when I'd looked and done the research in the past, it seemed like so many of them had started and stopped or just had a few episodes. And for some reason, I let that scare me off. And after doing some self-coaching and looking in and remembering what my why is and why I want to do it and why what has inspired me to be the coach that I am, I decided that putting it off anymore was just not an option for me. So I am an alienated parent myself. My daughter is currently 15 years old, and the alienation strategies have been going on since before I split from my ex. Having said that, he didn't start really gaining traction until my daughter was 9 years old. There were little bouts here and there where we would go back to court and what have you, but really it was a week after her 9th birthday that she began living with him full time. And so I was a very active mom, active with my daughter. I lived for her from the time that she was, like many of you parents, I'm sure. Her father and I split when she was 15 months old, and I had her pretty much full time. The judge back then, when we split, ordered very minimal visitation for him in the beginning. And then at mediation, we did a step up plan, right? So instead of just every other Saturday for dinner, she then would do every other Saturday overnight, and Wednesday dinners turned into Wednesday overnights, and you know, as it went. And when she was finally 4 years old, she went to doing a full, the spring break, extended standard, basically. During that whole time, when she was very young, when she was still a baby, 15 months and on, he had already been, basically got married right away once we were divorced. And the tactics and the strategies were full on. Don't know if it was her plan or not, but their behavior in front of my child absolutely took the ground out from underneath my feet. I didn't even know how to react. The stress responses began very, very early on in the separation. You know, every exchange was very hostile, whether that was my ex or his then new wife was doing the picking up, who, by the way, I was never introduced to. And as a mom, handing your baby over to somebody that you don't know, let alone a hostile person that you don't know, for me anyway, I can't speak for anybody else, but it was devastating. I felt incredibly helpless. All of the feels, all of the uncomfortability was happening at each and every exchange. And so the pressure for me was so intense due to my own codependency and my own issues and the way that I dealt with things or didn't deal with things. The pressure was too much. It was so much for me to handle back then. I've been in fitness my entire life. And so I was at the time teaching 18 classes a week at a Lifetime Fitness. Luckily, I did have that outlet, that physical outlet, you know, but being relatively new to the town that we were living in, I was just meeting people. And so when my daughter started to go overnight to her father's, I didn't know what to do with myself. I had this ongoing sense of urgency while she was gone, given the circumstances. And so I began accepting the invites to go out to the bars downtown and to do anything to get my mind off of what was happening. And so I began to use that as my numbing agent, going out, going downtown and drinking every night that she was gone. If she was gone overnight, I was out. And this ended up becoming a problem for me and for the custody situation a little bit further down the line. Because, of course, if you know the behaviors, any weakness that you have will be used against you. And my naivety, I did not believe that he had it in him, that it was possible that any judge would order different, because I know that I was an amazing mother. That's something I never second guessed. I thought that that was my superpower. I thought, listen, when she's with me, I'm there, I'm present. I want to be there. It's when I'm alive. But when she's gone, why does it matter what I do? And that was, now looking back, a childish way to view my situation, the situation. So I faced a lot of problems for the years to come because of my unwillingness to look at the situation from a more objective point of view and to be able to adjust my behavior as needed. So in no way am I taking blame for what transpired, for the alienation. And at the same time, I know where my missteps are. And so I think it's super important in anybody's healing process to recognize all of it, to recognize where we've been hurt by others, recognize where that hits us because of any childhood wounds that we've carried with us. And then it's equally as important to know how we've been dealing with things or how we haven't been dealing with things and look at why we behave the way we do. So in a very holistic way, like healing from within, so that because for me, the ultimate goal is to live consciously, to live knowing what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. So anyway, that's a little bit about me. My story, I'm sure as many, many of yours, has a lot of twists and turns to it. But that is a brief snapshot of where I'm coming from and how it began. So the name of this podcast was, as some of you might suspect, inspired by Dr. Amy Baker's paper about the strategies and how an alienated parent or a target parent could respond. For a while there, it was like a purchase only thing where you could purchase it for $10 or something. I think now it's just out there on Google. So if you haven't found that resource, I think it's an amazing one to that next to her book, Co-Parenting with a Toxic Ex. Those are two resources that really, really helped me once I found out that there was a term for what I had been experiencing. So anyway, that's where the title came from. And in fact, it's the name of my coaching business as well. I coach parents, target parents of alienation, and also parents that have experienced narcissistic abuse from a partner. So that's what inspired the title for the podcast. So this podcast is for you if you are a target parent of alienation and or have experienced narcissistic abuse from a partner, any sort of domestic abuse from a partner, and you're still experiencing the aftershock, the delayed effects of it, and you are ready to get unstuck. As you listen to future episodes, and as maybe my story unfolds, you'll get an idea for what I mean there. But my focus, where I see the gap in the market, if you will, or the gap in resources for parents like me and you, is there are plenty of resources out there for alienated parents who are in the process of still in litigation that need their ex to change, but they're still in it. Where I see the lack is of support for the parents who maybe are living alone, living without their child in the home, and have experienced or are experiencing, I tend to call it disenfranchised grief. So we have this grief that we've been kind of hanging on to that hasn't necessarily fully been processed. And the reason I call it disenfranchised is because oftentimes, most of the time, let's face it, it's not a supported kind of grief that we go through. If somebody loses their child to a kidnapping, let's say, for example, the community support that one receives in a situation like that is overwhelming. I am generalizing here, but for this example, I think you probably understand. And even with family members and friends, your children's friends, parents, teachers at school, the community, it tends to be frowned upon. Of course, if you are a targeted parent or know somebody that that is, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's a stigma attached to it. We go through this immense sadness and period of loss. And it not only is it never ending, Groundhog Day every day that we wake up, but on top of that, it's not accepted. And so it's extremely isolating, which is like a double whammy. It is just such debilitating loss that we feel. And at the same time, we have nobody around us to lift us up.
That's why I call it disenfranchised grief. So if you're the parent who wants to move past it, desperately wants to move past this grief, but can't seem to do it. If you are the parent that just feels like no matter how much you try to unfuck yourself, unstick yourself, you just can't seem to move through it. You feel like you're getting tripped up. If you've been through therapy or seen a professional about the pain and trauma that you experienced during the abuse or during the early days of alienation, if you've dealt with that yet still seem to be getting tripped up by it, today, this podcast is for you. This podcast is also for you if you've noticed that even though you're functioning in daily life, mostly because we all have our days, you've noticed that you have some habits that you'd prefer not to have. For me, I drank to cope. I drank my feelings. And so drinking was my escape. If you're the parent who is overeating, over drinking, maybe over drugging or drugging, if you notice that you have a habit that you'd prefer not to have, and you are attributing it to the alienation or the abuse that happened, right? This podcast is for you. If you notice in general that you are showing up today in a way that you don't want to, if you're not showing up in a way that you do want to show up, you keep blaming yourself because you think that there's something wrong with you or there's something wrong with the wiring up in your brain because of the abuse, this show is also for you, okay? I'm sure there are a lot of other qualifiers in there, but I think this is a good starting point so that you know exactly what kind of content I'll be providing. In today's day and age, how much information is available to us, it's such an amazing thing because I just think we're able to equip ourselves with so much more information so that we can heal. Like we're 10 years ago and we didn't have any of these resources out there. I don't even know that I knew that there was a name for what was happening, but I remember Googling the effects, what I was noticing, like the symptoms that I was experiencing with the alienation, and I found nothing. I can't say nothing. I would get back dealing with a narcissist or things like that, but there just wasn't the same kind of information that we have today about alienation, about pathogenic parenting, what to do, the healing from all of this. There still to this day is not much information in the way for the target parent. My point is that if anything, there's a lot of information out there about the effects of it, what it does, the steps you can take with a family law. There's Reddit out there, the forums that deal with that, Facebook groups for the active, abusive, toxic situation of alienation or in also of narcissistic abuse or BPD abuse, any of that. There is that. And I think that those groups, I'm going to single out the groups right now, serve a great purpose during a specific time in the journey and in the healing process. And I also know from experience being one of those people that are in those groups and reading the posts, it's also a lot of times re-traumatizing, can be draining. I'm sure if you've gone into any of those groups, although the support and the validation is so important, in, like I said, a specific point in your journey, I also think that moving forward, regaining power and control of your own life and being able to feel empowered is so, so important. And that's where this resource, this show, that is my hope and my dream and my vision for this show, is to create a community, a place where you can come to for that. to feel empowered and to feel less confused and in the know about what to do next. Because I know for me, and I know a lot of my clients have lost years of their time being stuck in the confusion space, like not knowing which move to make next. And the next thing you look up and 3 years have gone by and you've not made a move in your own life, in the relationship with your child or children, any of it, because you've just been so scared to make a move. So my hope here is to provide you with the motivation, the information, and I hope that I can inspire the feeling of empowerment in your own self from within you so that you can go and begin to recreate, reinvent, and live a beautiful life. I want to be able to provide hope. Whoever it is out there that feels isolated, right, as a result of alienation or the narcissistic abuse, and doesn't feel like they have the support of people who know and understand what it is that they're going through, and know and understand what it is to rebuild to the point where they can actually say that they love their life again. Because it's possible for you. If you're in the place where you really want to get there, but things seem so dark right now and you just don't know how or if it's even possible, this show is for you. My intention for this show is all about the rebuilding, the rebranding, if you will, of your own self from the inside out. And that starts with becoming very, very self-aware of what is currently going on up there in your brain and deep inside the cells of your body. And I know that might sound a little woo-woo, but it's all connected. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself here, but with stress response, you know that when you feel stress response before you even have time to process what might be happening in your brain, to put words to it, you already start to feel the feelings of stress, solar plexus in your belly and then up in your chest. You feel it sometimes before you can even put words to a situation. So we know healing isn't just in your brain. It is deep, deep within the cells in your body. So my hope is that this show is your hope. My hope is that together on this journey, you and we as a community can learn to live more fearlessly, even in the midst of grief. As far as the format for this show going forward, I am going to go with the traditional single host format. It's just going to be me. However, I do believe that I will be pulling on guests now and again, especially once I get the show more established. I'm here to stay, folks. And if you won't mind being patient with me as I work out all the kinks. This is my first time, my first ever experience with podcasting. So I'm sure I will be making little flubs here and there. So I would greatly, greatly appreciate the grace that you extend to me in the future. I'm apologizing. That's a like blanket apology and thank you right off the bat for what happens in the future. Anyway, so my plan as far as the frequency of publishing is, I think in the beginning, I'm going to publish often, more often than what it will even out to be, if that makes sense. So I'll probably, when inspiration sort of arises, I'll probably record and publish more in the beginning, just wanting to gain as much experience and momentum, if you will. As far as long term, I think what we can expect is to do publishing at one episode a week. And I have not decided on the day in which that will be published, but stay tuned. It will be a regular thing. With that being said, I would love to hear from you guys. Any ideas, anything that you maybe want me to discuss, questions that you already have, like early on, I'm open to any and all requests. So please, I would love to at some point do some sort of interactive, whether that's that I do a live once a month or once every, I don't know. I don't want to put that out. I don't want to put the frequency out there just yet, but peppered in throughout. I think I would like to do some like either live or some sort of interactive feature for you guys for the energy of the show, I think it would just be a fun thing to incorporate. So with that being said, thank you so much for tuning in, and more next time.
Thanks so much for listening today, guys. I'm honored that you chose to share your time with me. If you like what you've been hearing and you want more, come join me in the new monthly membership, where we take the concepts that you hear about here and, using a logical framework, you learn to apply them to your specific situations, upgrading your thoughts and your life, even while experiencing the grief of alienation. For more information, go to beyondthehighroad.com. See you soon.